Yo, welcome to the Basketball Card Podcast. I am your host, Adam, at TheReal27Guy on Instagram. If you don't already follow me, please do. Today we're sponsored by PWCC. Guys, the best Dennis Rodman auction that I've ever seen is up right now at the PWCC Weekly. If you are a 90s fan or a Rodman fan, you've got to check it out. I already did a reel on this, but I want to make sure everybody knows about it because it's not every day you see some of those cards sold. In fact, many of the cards that are being sold this week have literally never been auctioned by PWCC, and many of them haven't been auctioned on any platform in years and years. In particular, I'm thinking of the PMG Championship. I've never seen one sold publicly. I owned one once upon a time, sold it to Grant Slayton, the one and only Waldorf Stories. And that was going back 8 years ago, guys. So it's a big auction. Go check it out. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Basketball Card, by Basketball Card Fanatic Magazine. I am the editor-in-chief of Basketball Card Fanatic. This month we have Victor Wembanyama, the Prism rookie, as the headliner, the cover of the magazine. That is probably the most discussed card over the course of the last, I don't even know, probably 4 or 5 years. It is such a discussed card right now, and it is the cover this month. So please go check it out. Let's talk about today's episode. Today's episode is the most collected players list episode. About a week ago on Instagram, I had an idea. And the idea was, I thought, wouldn't it be neat if there was a definitive top 10 most collected basketball players list? And as usual, when I get a crazy idea, I just sort of start throwing things out there on Instagram to see what sticks. And so I asked some questions. And the first question that I asked was related to who people believe is the most collected player ever. As I did this, I kind of knew what the first answer was going to be. I think we all do. It's MJ. Right? As much as I love Kobe, it's MJ. MJ's always going to be the number one answer. I don't think that'll ever change. But I put it out there and watched the voting come in. And as the voting came in, it wasn't even close. It was something like 85% MJ. And then I had LeBron and I had Kobe. LeBron, I don't know if he got any votes. Kobe got a few votes. And I think I waited until like 60 votes were cast, and then I said, all right, guys, let's call this. This is over. Now, here's where I have to acknowledge that I made a mistake as I did this. My goal in creating the most collected players list was to figure out what the community believed the top 10 most collected players were. In the first post, and back in the first few posts, this was brought to my attention by Zeebo Cards on Instagram, and he messaged me just today. He said, hey, I think you maybe were a little bit inconsistent in your language. What's funny to me is I tried to be really consistent with my language, but what I didn't realize is that I had like really two segments. The first three or four parts of the poll, I asked who the most collected player of all time was, and then I switched it to who the most collected player was. I left it more ambiguous. I tried to be ambiguous. I thought that would be good to sort of not sort of pigeonhole people into, you know, what I sort of wanted, but I wanted to give people a chance to sort of say, here's who I think the most collected player is. So I started with Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron, but I asked it the wrong way, saying of all time. My bad, and good job, Zeebo Cards, for noticing it and messaging me on that. The first one was Jordan. The second vote surprised me. This may be because I am a big Kobe collector, and it may be because if you're a Kobe collector, you're more likely to follow me than if you're a LeBron collector. But Kobe beat LeBron by a lot. By about 2x, I thought that the two would be really close. It wasn't close. I thought this is going to be one that I'm going to have to let the voting go on for the whole 24 hours. But within a few hours, the imbalance was great enough that I decided to call it, and Kobe was easily number two. And then I didn't even hold a vote for LeBron for number three, just because it was so clear to me that he had to be the answer over anybody else at number four. Let's go to break, and I want to talk a little bit more about this Kobe versus LeBron vote here in just a second. I suspect most of you have been on MC Sports Cards items on eBay. At nearly 60,000 positive feedback, they're one of the biggest consignment companies on eBay. What you might not know is that they've started a focus auction for 1K and over items that end Monday nights, and they call it MC Mondays. Dozens of huge cards end on Monday, all at open auction. You could check out the items by searching by seller and going to MC_sportscards today. I don't think if you were to ask anybody who knows the hobby really well who the best or who the most collected players are, top three players, I don't think anybody would say that they really believe that there's somebody outside of the top three who's in the same group as the top three. Meaning it's definitely Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. And I don't think there's too many people who are going to tell you that Jordan is more collected. That somebody's more collected than Jordan. But the order was going to be interesting. Again, more of my followers are Kobe collectors than LeBron. And although I like LeBron and I have had many LeBron cards, he's not somebody who I've ever really deliberately said, I need to make sure I go out and acquire these cards like I feel like with Kobe. There's something about the personal connection that comes from having watched Kobe really grow up in the NBA, go through the hard things that he went through, have the success and the failure that he had, and then really like watching him develop as a human being into the last few years of his life. And then of course the tragedy that happened in 2020. I feel way closer to Kobe because of that. Now my guess is, and this is just a personal belief here, my guess is that a lot of other people feel closer to Kobe because of that as well. LeBron, I think most people have higher on the all-time list than Kobe by a long shot. By a long shot, meaning far more people think LeBron's higher on the list than Kobe. There are certainly people who still think Kobe's higher on the list too, but I don't want this to become a conversation about that. You can find that conversation in many different places. The question is, who's more collected? Now, my good friend on Instagram, you know him as MK Sports Cards, has different feelings about this. This isn't something that I've talked to him about, but it's something that I've seen him post about. And since he was posting about it at the same time as I was posting about it, I think it was a little bit in response. I think it was a little bit in response to the poll. He talked about how he didn't think Kobe was ahead of LeBron, and he used volume statistics to represent that claim. MK is one of the smartest people in the hobby. And I mean that. He's really, really smart. And he and I agree on probably 98% of things in the hobby. In fact, almost everything he and I see him right, I'm like, yes, I agree. Even his hot takes, I'm like, yep, I agree with that. Same page. It literally happens almost every day. He said something that I agree with, but then I'm going to immediately put an amendment on. He said he thought that one of the best ways, maybe he said, I should go find the direct quote, but he basically said that he felt the best numeric way of figuring out who the most collected player was by volume. That is quantity of cards that are selling as of a given time. He probably is right that is the best numeric way to do it, but I don't think it's very good still. And I think he probably knows that I already feel this way, but just to clarify, I'm going to say it. Knowing how many cards sells of a player shows you how many cards are selling. Doesn't show you how many people are buying. It doesn't show you how many sellers are selling. It just shows you how many cards are selling. And part of that is related to how many cards exist. Part of that relates to how many cards are currently coming out. And part of it certainly relates to demand of you know, demand to be purchased. And part of it relates to how many of them are sold at a given time. So although I think it's a useful proxy, and I think it's interesting numerically to sort of get an idea of how much is selling, I think that's a very different question than how many people are collecting that given player. I think they're very different things. When we say who is most collected, I think the best way to lengthen that question is who has the most people actively searching for their cards. And to me, that is really hard to figure out numerically. It is. You could ask a group of people, whose cards do you collect? Whose cards do you actively pursue? And that would probably give you a pretty good answer too. But in this case, I wanted to sort of solve for whose cards people thought were the most collected. And so people aren't answering the question as, here's who I collect. It's whose cards are collected most. So if we ask the question, whose cards are collected most, Michael Jordan or Spud Webb, even Spud Webb's mom should say Michael Jordan. If we say, who's collected more, Giannis or, I don't know, Walker Kessler, even Walker Kessler realizes the answer is Giannis. And that was really the goal here, was to ask the question. When I look out at the community right now, I believe, and I may be mistaken on this, you may totally disagree. I think Kobe's more collected by more people than LeBron is. Meaning, I think more people are actively going out looking for Kobe cards than of LeBron. That's no diss on LeBron. It is not, right? One of the greatest players of all time, one of the most collected players of all time. But I think that those people who voted on this got it right. One of my friends messaged me and he said something that I thought was really interesting. He said, I think that LeBron has collectors spending more money on him, but I think Kobe has more people looking for his cards. I think that's true as well. MK posted something, it was either yesterday or today, about cards over $100,000 of either player that have sold. LeBron wins that battle. The exquisite RPA has sold for over $100,000 so many times. And Kobe doesn't really have a card like that, that where there's that many that sells six figures. He just doesn't. He has six-figure cards. I own one of them, maybe more than one of them. And so I believe that he really is more collected than LeBron, but that he suffers from not having as many higher, super high-end cards. And I don't think there's really any question that he's more collected than LeBron. I think that 2-1 vote in mine, again, I think there's a little bit of noise there, but I think Kobe really is number one there. Let's take a look at the rest of the list, though, and we've talked about that long enough. So Kobe goes 2. Again, LeBron gets 3. There's no question about it. And then number 4, I think, also is, there's like no debate. Number 4 is Steph. And that was very clear from the voting. It's very obvious. Number 5 was also pretty clear. You know what? No, I said that wrong. Number 5 and number 6 was a two-man race. 5 was Luka, and 6 is Shaq. 7 was Iverson. 8 was Bird. 8 was Magic. 9 was Bird. And 10, we just found out today, was Giannis. So again, 1 MJ, 2 Kobe, 3 LeBron, 4 Steph, 5 Luka, 6 Shaq, 7 AI, 8 Magic, 9 Larry Bird, and 10 Giannis. That is the whole list. What did we learn from this? I think we learned a lot of things. I want to talk about those things after the break.
Do you grade your cards? Grading can preserve, protect, and beautify your cards. Well, maybe not all grading companies beautify the cards they grade, but CGC sure does. CGC slabs are so much nicer than the other big three that I send all of my PC cards to them for slabbing. Not only do they make the cards look amazing, but they are ultra durable. I used to think that a slab could only be super clear or super strong, but then CGC showed up. Check them out at cgccards.com today.
I think we learned a ton. One thing that was shocking to a lot of people was that no one made the list pre-Magic and Bird. Magic and Bird were both drafted in the late 70s, but before them you've got the likes of Wilt and Russell and Dr. J. And some people, especially some of the older collectors on Instagram, were up in arms about this. Now here's what's funny about this to me. I collect those guys, right? Wilt Chamberlain is a guy who I have one of my favorite cards of, and I've gone after several other big cards. Bill Russell, one of my favorite cards, and I've gone after several other cards. And I don't collect the younger guys today. So I collect the older guys more than the younger guys. But to me, there is no question that there are more people collecting a guy like Jason Tatum, who did not make this list, than a guy like Wilt and a guy like Russell. Like, way more. Does that mean that they're better investments, better players, blah, blah, blah? Like, I'm not going to say any of that. What I will say is that there are definitely more people collecting modern players. Part of that is that modern players have cards made during their career, hundreds of thousands of cards, like dozens of important cards. Whereas a guy like Bill Russell has literally three mainstream cards from his entire playing days. That's it. That difference is significant. It is. And so you also have young kids today, which make up a huge percentage of the hobby, that don't look as much toward the older players. I'm not saying they don't collect them at all. I'm saying there's not a lot of collectors, a lot of 12-year-olds out there who are like, I'm collecting Bill Russell. No, they're collecting Tatum, right? So I think that's one major thing that we learned. And with that said, Tatum didn't get on the list. Anthony Edwards didn't get on the list. Jokic didn't get on the list. The only guys in the NBA today who made the list are named LeBron, Steph, Luka, and Giannis. That number 10 vote for Giannis, by the way, I gave 16 different players a chance to win that. All 16 different players within their quarter vote, all of them had at least 11% of the votes, meaning that they all had a real, like, they were all considered by the group of 300 to 400 people who voted on the Instagram polls. But in the end, it was going to be Giannis, and that wasn't shocking. Giannis had been on the ballot several times in a row, and every time I had asked the community for more suggestions, Giannis was getting people saying, oh, you've got to put him on there, you've got to put him on there. I don't know if I would have gone with Giannis personally or somebody from the 90s, somebody like Penny Hardaway, somebody like Dennis Rodman, somebody like Vince Carter, but Giannis won the vote. I think the other thing that we learn over and over again when we do polls via Instagram is that the Instagram group is younger. Now, that doesn't mean that, again, that I think that we should have voted in some of these guys from the 60s and 70s. Frankly, I think that the older guys did great. Two guys from the 70s and one from the 80s when we're polling a group when we're polling, people on who's most collected in 2024. Like, to me, that's actually a huge representation. That 30% came from 40 years ago. That's huge. But those four guys, again, LeBron, Steph, Luka, and Giannis are the only ones from today who are playing today who made the vote, right? So two from the 70s, one from the 80s, what is it, three from the 90s? Kobe, I had this in front of me a second ago. Kobe, Shaq, and AI from the 90s. From the 2000s, you've got both the number three and number four overall person, LeBron and Steph, that's two. And then from the 2010s, you've got Giannis and Luka. All right, not bad. And then nobody from 2020. when I went to a card show last weekend, and while I was there, I saw probably talked to 20 different people while I was there. People at tables, people at just people who I knew from back in the days when I used to work at House of Cards. I worked at a card shop here in Salt Lake called House of Cards between 1999 and 2006 with my two-year mission in between. 2007. So I had 6 years total, over 6 years total, when you take out the 2 years for the mission. And I got to know a lot of people at the shop. While I was at the show, I saw a bunch of them. And everybody would ask me, like, what are you up to these days? What are you up to? And a couple of people were like, hey, man, I've seen you all over Instagram. I've seen your videos. That's really cool. I have people every now and then who are like, oh, I've listened to the podcast or whatever. But far more people see the see the reels on Instagram than listen to the podcast, right? To give you an idea, the average reel on Instagram is about 35,000 views, whereas the average podcast gets listened to by less than 1,000 people. So we're talking about 3% of the people who see me on a reel here, listen to me on a podcast. The reason that I tell you that is that there were so many people who I saw who worked at card shops or who I knew from the card shop who were like, what are you up to? I haven't heard from you in forever. And I'm always like, how is it that we're in the same hobby and I'm working in it full time in content and you still don't even see my stuff? How's that possible? The answer is pretty simple. It's that the hobby is so much bigger than Instagram. And you can bet that the people who are on Instagram are more likely to be voting for the younger guys than the older guys. That doesn't mean that they got it wrong. And it doesn't mean that they didn't think about things the right way. It just means they were more likely to vote. So as I look at the way that the list ended up with that breakdown that I've now given you guys a couple of times, to me, the thing that's clear is that there's this era between 1990 and really today that people really understand. And there's this era that came before it that's harder to get at, that's harder to understand, and that's harder to sort of collect the way that today is. Maybe that's because some of the people who were, some of the people who remember those guys playing aren't collecting anymore, either because they're too old or because they're not around anymore. Maybe that's a thing. I don't really know. What I do know is that Kobe beat LeBron. I was just looking up at my notes. Kobe beat LeBron. I think that was what was supposed to happen. It's not necessarily what, I mean, I like seeing that, but it's not necessarily the way I thought it would go. And everything else that came after sort of made sense to me too. Having looked at the list and having had me sort of like share it with you, what I would ask you is, who do you think shouldn't have made the list that did? Or who do you think should have made the list that didn't? Again, the question is, who are the top 10 most collected players? Who should have made the list, who did? Who didn't make the list, who should have? Guys, this is a short one today. Thanks for joining me for the Basketball Card Podcast. As I said at the beginning, the Victor Wembanyama issue of Basketball Card Fanatic is out. If you haven't gotten it, you've got this week to go subscribe to a 6 or 12 month subscription at bcfmag.com. And if you do, you will start with the Victor Wembanyama issue. Thanks, guys. And until next time, happy collecting. Thanks for listening to the Basketball Card Podcast. Reminder to subscribe to Basketball Card Fanatic Magazine at bcfmag.com. Remember to use discount code BASKETBALL10 for 10% off any item in the store. That's bcfmag.com.